advisor.
Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
And of course, with Irina. Good morning, everyone. It's so great to be here with you so early in the morning. And of course, good morning, Mary, my best fan out there. We're here today with you to talk about how to look good, feel good, and have great sex. And anything that you have in your mind, we'll talk about. We like bringing you how to take care, charge of your life, basically. And you can do it easily. All you got to do is call our number, which is 855-DR-MITCH. And if you like numbers, it's 855-376-4824. And if you rather, you can, if you're watching on Facebook Live, which I hope Mike has up, you can always ask a question there. My producer Mike's right there to watch it. And of course, ask me any questions you might have. So I'm sitting here right out and watching some beautiful animals in front of me with my beautiful wife and co-host, Irina. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
I'm having my little cup of coffee. And of course, I always look for articles on coffee.
Like it never fails. Every week there is something good about it, right?
Yeah. And there's a new article actually just came out 2 days, not even. It's actually being released today for publication. You know, when you're a reporter, you get information a little sooner. But today this is released, and that is how coffee actually helps your bowels move. And it does. Apparently, you know, people that know coffee know that if you have a good cup of coffee, it makes your bowels move well. Well, the one thing they found, and I'm asked this all the time, is it the caffeine or not? And basically, it's not. It doesn't matter whether you drink caffeinated coffee or decaffeinated coffee. Both are going to have equal response on the bowel. And this article, which I shared with you this morning, they did it on mice or rats or something. They found that after a little while, something happened to their bowels, right? It made it actually thicker, the muscles in the bowel. And they also felt that the bowel itself, inside, the bacteria was changed, or coffee actually killed some of the bacteria. Now, I'm not sure I understand how that did it, but apparently that's what their new take on is why this is helping us move our bowels. Now, others in other articles in other time have talked about something in the coffee, whether it's decaf or not, called chlorogenic acid. And chlorogenic acid allows the bowel to squeeze down. And that's why folks after about 15 minutes are ready to go to the bathroom to empty their bowel when they drink coffee. So one more thing for coffee. Yay. Keeps our bowels moving. Love it. And I think it's an important thing for us to drink. Now, you and I love our coffee. Again, as I always have said, make sure it's organic. Make sure it's good. And we've talked about it pretty much every week. I bring up my coffee, but I just can't live without the coffee.
Now, how about for people who already have loose bowels or diarrhea? Should they not drink coffee, or does it make it worse? Does it bring diarrhea on? What happens there?
Well, probably they should stay away from the coffee during the time. If they've got loose bowels, they're probably better off with something that's a very good astringent for the bowel. And black tea is an excellent astringent for the bowel. And it will definitely help to tighten us up. So the old brat diet, bananas, apples, rice, tea, and toast, and that kind of thing, and blueberries, typically if it's loose. So if it's loose, of course, you might want to stay away from the coffee. It doesn't make sense to take more. We're going to be back with a lot more today, different articles on different subjects. And of course, you're part of the show. You're the main part of the show. So if you call us at 855-DR-MITCH, that's 855-376-4824. That's the best way to get us. That's 855-376-4824. And also go to Facebook Live, and on, you'll be able to see us. And if you'd like, you'll be able to call us from there. You're listening to the Dr. Mitch Show with Irina at 96.1 and 1170 The Answer. And of course, right here on CRN TalkNet. We're going to be right back after these messages with a lot more. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Mitch.
Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. Hi, everybody. Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer here in the Sports Lounge. We look behind the scenes in the world of sports, do we not, Fred Dreyer?
We look behind and in front sometimes.
Really? Yes. Check them both out and you can see everything there. This isn't your show for sports scores. This is the show about the politics of sports.
We're not ripping and reading. We don't care about what the Phillies and the St. Louis Cardinals did in the third inning on a rainy day. Who cares? We're here to give you insight into a certain part of the sports world you don't normally see.
Wednesdays at 4 on CRN.
We're back, and this is Dr. Mitch. Irina, you're here, too. So we're here to talk to you about how to make your life better, where you can take charge of it. So we like to talk the natural perspective, and the truth is, no matter what anybody tells you, that's how you were born. That's how you're made. You're made for things that are natural to help your body stay healthy. And yes, we're not throwing out conventional medicine. We're conventional doctor and nurse practitioner, but the truth is, if you look exactly at what happens at a cellular level, it's about the nutrients that keep us healthy. And as we get older and we have lack of them, or a lack of the hormones, or a lack of the amino acids and the things that were the building blocks of good cells, then we don't stay healthy. So we're always going to be bent towards the natural perspective and how to help you get healthy. And some of the things that we do, of course, and we do lots of them, actually prevent us from staying healthy. So our job is both ends of the spectrum. What do we do to put back things, and what things shouldn't we do to make things worse? Now, last night we went out to dinner at a lovely little restaurant up here in Florida, and one of the waitresses that came to see us was pretty much tattooed from...
We don't know about the head, we don't know about the toe, everything that we could have seen.
Arms, shoulders, back, chest.
Around the ears,
on her fingers themselves were tattoos. Now, I'm not here to judge, nor am I here to make a decision whether it's nice or not for me. You know, it doesn't do anything for me, but others like it. I always tell my children, a couple have tattoos, some don't, that remember, it's a picture you can't change. So if you put a picture on your wall and after several months you like to change it, it's not possible to change the tattoo that easy. And tattoo removal is still a major process. It takes months. The black ink removes faster, and I'm very familiar with it. I've removed hundreds of tattoos. It never removes completely perfectly, so it is the decision that you should make as an adult and make it very clearly, recognizing that, for the most part, it's not changeable. Well, there are lots of types of tattoo ink out there and different types of tattoos available. And when we look at all this material, there's something that's more important that we should make you aware of. Again, informed consent. And now the government, particularly the FDA, has been analyzing samples of tattoo inks. Unfortunately, a whole bunch of them have inks that have been affected and have infection in them, bacteria, basically. So if you put this bacteria under your skin, it's very possible you could get a severe skin infection, or worse, it can get into the systemic, meaning get into your body, this infection. Now, here's the issue. Some of these inks that the FDA has tested and have these abnormal bacteria in them, the bacteria is and can be serious and even fatal. So you need to really think a lot about, you know, that it's the lead that's the problem. It's not just the lead and it's not in these inks. It's everything else. And we'll even give you one more thing in a minute. But the most important thing you need to know is recently they're seeing these inks causing a problem. And a couple of these contaminated inks are from Scalpank. That's Scalpaink, South Carolina, made by Dynamic Color Ink. And the point is, you never know. Yes, the tattoo artist may change the kit, throw it away, all that kind of things, but you don't know when you go to get an ink whether it's going to be a problem, because the tiny holes in the surface of the skin is where the tattoo ink goes in. And of course, that's part of the problem that you're going to have, and it's dangerous. So I think twice before you put a tattoo on. And again, if you think about putting a picture on yourself, maybe put a non permanent one on, use a non-permanent one because of the problem. Here's one other problem, and then we can talk about this a little bit further. The other problem is they are finding, have been finding, I've known about it for years, the ink is deposited in the regional lymph nodes. Now, everybody knows that a lymph node is where the body tries to remove the waste material and put it over there. So the body is seeing this as foreign. It is removing the ink and putting it in the lymph node. Now, is this a nidus, a point for not infection, but perhaps for cancer eventually? There have been talk about lymphoma being increased in people that have a lot of ink. It's another thing that you have to think of. Is it that important that you would take that? But anyway, look on the FDA Safety Information Adverse Event Reporting Program. I'm not into tattoos. What do you think about this article, sweetie? What's your take on it as from a nurse practitioner point of view? Because you see a lot of patients that are inked.
I know. Well, and you taught me a long time ago that the ink can cause issues with immune system because it keeps irritating the immune system if it's staying in the lymph node. So now they are talking about it more, and I always tell my patients, don't put any more in. I mean, if they already have it, it's nothing we can do, because as you said, you can't really remove it without causing scarring, right?
Well, I think the key is that there's a burden to the body, and there's a certain burden to the body. When the body can't handle that burden anymore, it ends up trying to fight it, and when it tries to fight it, then other things, other pathogens that come in can't. And if you're already depressed, tired, exhausted, and you have an infected ink that went under your skin, let's say, the body's chance of being very infected is a problem. Mike, you have any tattoos? Let me ask Mike. Let's get personal with my producer. You have any tattoos, Mike?
No, I was told that if I ever came home with any tattoos, I wouldn't be invited back for Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, that's a motivator.
Yeah, and I said, that's assuming Mike's parents are a good cook. Is your mom a good cook?
The best.
See, there you go. So, yeah, so you wouldn't be invited back. But, I mean, even after hearing this article that we're talking about, don't you see a motivation? I mean, something that, I don't know. I just think if I can motivate people to think three times before they move, because a lot of tattoos are put on in a whim. People go out that night, they get drunk, they dare each other. I'm just saying, I'm trying to motivate people to think before they act. That's all. I think that's a fair way of looking at this, Mike. And you're a young guy, and I hope you obviously have motivation from your parents. But in general, what about if your friends all went out one night and said, come on, Mike, just let's put a picture of a serpent going all the way up your back?
I would never do something that permanent.
Yeah, see, I think you think very intelligently from the point is, it's permanent. And for me, who likes to change cars every 3 years and change, you know, this and that, except, of course, my wife. I see the look. I mean, with that in mind, that someone who likes change, and I think most people like change and new things and pretty, even when your body changes and sags and that picture gets ugly, do you really still want it there? And now it becomes difficult to get off. Makes sense, doesn't it, Mike?
Absolutely. I just, it's one of those things that you can't take back, and you never want to make a decision that you can't take back.
Yeah. See, he's a smart guy. You know, our producer on Sunday is a very smart guy. I like that.
It just really looks terrible when you are in your 70s, 80s.
And
you
it's
know,
hanging
and this
down.
Picture,
I know.
Oh, my goodness. You can't even tell what it was.
Yeah, recently. I like the people in the 70s with the long hair, the ponytail, the tattoos all over, and driving the Harley. Man, that is a look. And I do, you know, I'm not saying it. I'm just saying. Anyway, we're going to a break. Call us. Look good, feel good, have great sex. You got a comment on the tattoo, or what do you think? Let us know at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DRMITCH, or 855-376-4824. And of course, you're listening to the Dr. Mitch Show with Irina right here on CRN 1 Talk Radio. We're also right here all through San Diego at 96.1 and 1170 The Answer. Coming back with lots more of Dr. Mitch. We'll be right back.
Hi,
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left, radio on the right, sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we'll bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like The Robert Conrad Show, The Fred Dreyer Program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, and so many other shows in video right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk, and you can watch us on Roku on any TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Go to facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at crntalk.com. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk. What do the 4 stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
1 in 4 women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime. And while most people only think of the physical effects, there's something else that occurs in 98% of all cases. Vicki Dinges, Senior Vice President, Corporate Responsibility at Allstate.
Financial abuse is an invisible weapon used by abusers to control their victims. It's the number one reason women stay in or return to abusive relationships. When denied access to money, banks, even jobs, women feel powerless to care for themselves and their children.
Despite the major role financial abuse plays in domestic violence cases, local domestic violence programs strain to provide financial services to survivors. That's why the Allstate Foundation developed a curriculum 10 years ago to help domestic violence survivors regain their financial independence.
The Allstate Foundation's Moving Ahead curriculum has helped nearly 800,000 survivors rebuild their lives. It's free and available online and through domestic violence programs across the country.
For more information or to get help, visit the Allstate Foundation's website, purplepurse.com.
W's China Bistro is a classic, but you know what? It's an unusual classic. It's down in Redondo Beach in South Bay, south of Los Angeles, and it's a casual classic, but it's also nice enough for a special occasion. It's really quite a wonderful restaurant. It's pretty, it's easy, it's reasonably priced, it's got something for everyone. It's W's China Bistro, and the food, of course, is great.
Welcome back, everyone. Dr. Mitch here with Irina. We're talking early this morning. Well, it's early for me anyway. I can't imagine what it's like in San Diego in California and for my board operator. But in any case, from 6 to 7 Pacific time or 9 to 10 Eastern time every Sunday right here on CRN Talk Radio. And, of course, 96.1 and 1170 The Answer. We're so kind and happy to the folks there have us on because we're here to try to help you to look good, feel good, have great sex, feel better. And we love when you call because we could tell you about different things we find important in integrative health. But the truth is, it's about what you think is important and what your question is. So if you have any question, this is a good time to call and ask because we're only on for another half hour or so. That's Sunday. And then we're replayed on Tuesdays and Thursdays right on CRN Talk Radio from 1 to 2 Eastern in your time, 10 to 11, I believe it is. And that is Pacific time. But hey, it's easier just to give us a call now and talk to us. You can always go to our site at IM Consult. That's I as in Irina, M as in Mitchell, Consult, CONSULT.US. That's IMConsult.US. All the shows are archived there. All the things we talk about often are there. And it's a way that if you have a question and you want to leave it and think, I may not be there on Sunday to get the answer live, don't worry because you can get it either Sunday, you can get it Thursday, you can get it Tuesday at, you know, the times I told you, or You can even return to the imconsult.us site and be able to pick up that information as well. We're frank talk, no judgment. We're here just to give you the way we see it, what's being put out. And I look for things that make sense where you can be responsible for your health. I mean, that's really what we're about, is you being responsible for your health. And that's what we're going to continue doing. Call us. And again, that's 855-376-4824. So let's talk about the topic, which is also talked about thousands of times, I would say easy, in the past 4 or 5 years, and that is sleep. So now a new article comes out and it's talking about sleep and blood pressure. Now, that's like one of the major things. You as a internal medicine nurse practitioner, that's one of the three or four major things that you see. Patients come in to see you about high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, and a few other things that you typically send out. But you're treating obesity, blood pressure, you know, these type of things. And now they're saying that sleep is a complete integral part of whether or not you're going to have a blood pressure problem. And I, by the way, I have to tell you, on the nights I don't get a good sleep, you know, like last night with the cat meowing the entire night and waking up 24 times, I'm not sure that it doesn't raise my blood pressure. So folks that don't sleep well, they're going to have a problem. Now, as a nurse practitioner, you know, the things in internal medicine are always when the blood pressure is high, you reach right for the medicine. In our world, meaning yours and mine, Irina, we look at why. Again, that's the key of all this medicine, folks. Always ask why. Now, your doctor may not have the time or the interest or the skill set to be able to look into the why. But that's what makes us different. That's the cutting edge. It's not you have high blood pressure, here's some medicine. Anybody could do that. We could teach a monkey to do that, an AI type of a machine to do that. What we want to do is to have the acumen, the capability of looking into it so that we can say, okay, you have high blood pressure. What are the reasons you have it now that you didn't have it when you were a teenager or a young person in their 20s? What do you say?
Well, you really need to do a good workup, you know. So like we always say, we need to start with blood work because, let's say, your thyroid is not working properly or your liver is not working, your kidneys, you know, you have to know that before you put somebody on a blood pressure medicine. Another important thing is to ask questions when you, during the night, are you snoring? Did anybody ever tell you stop breathing? You know, because one of the important issues is sleep obstructive apnea related to obesity that can cause high blood pressure as well.
And the thing is, what I always worry about, you know, from the internal medicine, of course, I'm a physician too, but I haven't done anything but integrative medicine for a long, long time. My concern is always the same thing I always say. Physicians know how to put medicine on. They never know how to take it off, and they never take the time to find out why you have that problem. I'm going to go to a break. I want to return to that. And I want to return to teaching our little subject now. Every week I want to teach something. I want to teach the GGT test. How's that? Does that sound like
that? That sounds good.
I'll bet you most people listening don't know what it is, but we're going to teach them. You're listening to the Dr. Mitch Show with Irina and my lovely sidekick here with me, my wife and confidant and friend and nurse practitioner. Call us if you have any question on how to look good, feel good, have great sex at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. You're listening to the Dr. Mitch Show right here at CRN One Talk Radio and in San Diego at 96.1 and 1170 The Answer. Yep, we'll be right back. Mike's got to give you some of our sponsors. We'll be here for you. Stand by.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
We are the debt destroyer. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now to get our free report that tells you how to destroy your debt. It's a great resource. Plus, when you make this free call right now, we'll have a debt destroyer expert ready to help you. They can show you how they can help you destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help you slash your debt. Call right now for free information, including our Debt Destroyer Guide, a $300 value, yours free. Call right now.
800-515-6348. 800-515-6348. That's 800-515-6348.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Okay, we're back. Dr. Mitch Irini here. We're talking about, you know, the medical system, but in general, how you can make yourself healthy. And it's easy for you to jump in on this just by calling us at 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. Anywhere that you are, you can get a hold of us. In San Diego, good morning. And while you're having your cup of coffee, kicking your legs up and listening to the show and learning something about how to keep yourself healthy, it would be a good time to pick up the phone and ask a question. Mike is waiting for you to do that. Before we went to the break, I was saying that doctors have no way or have no course ever, not one that you've taken in school, let alone one that you've taken out of school, that teaches you how to remove medicine. Actually, we probably should do a webinar or a test or a course on that. We learn to put medicine on, like in high blood pressure, which we were discussing prior to the break, and sleep. But yet we don't know how to take it off. We don't know how to remove medicine. So any of you listening, you certainly know that once you're put on medicine, it's a rare, rare, rare instance that it's removed. Maybe in the case of warfarin, Coumadin, that keeps your blood thin after a pulmonary embolism, you're supposed to keep it pretty much for a year and then remove it. But even then, doctors are afraid to do so for fear that it will reoccur. So instead of fixing the underlying cellular deficiencies or problem, we band-aid it, and then we're afraid to remove the band-aid, just like you would be afraid to move a scab that would start bleeding again. Pretty much the same and similar analogy. We also don't take the time to feel like the whys, like in blood pressure. Why does that person have blood pressure? Is it just that day they're upset because something happened at work, or is it a consistent problem? I thought, it's my opinion, that the old guidelines said that you really should do it on three occasions to the doctor. It's not just the first time. And we should look for the cause, like you were saying, but certainly we should also look for cellular causes. Do they have a toxic metal in their system? Is it because they're eating the wrong foods? Is it because they're salt laden, if that's really an issue? Is it because they have some sort of stiffness in the arteries? So I always think that would be the best way of approaching these kind of issues, because that means that your protocol would be aimed at trying to fix this. Now, what's your take on it? Again, you work in that industry. Why don't the doctors ever take time to figure out what may be the underlying cause? Is it because of ignorance, meaning they don't know? Or is it a time thing or what?
Because they don't have the time. They have 10 minutes per patient and go and go and go and go. They don't have the time because of all these things that we talked about before, the insurance companies and the governmental guidelines, paperwork. You know, they are just really pushed to see more and more patients, and they don't have the time. Plus the guidelines don't really tell them, hey, discover, you know, look into this or that. It just put on this medicine if the blood pressure is above 140 over 90, and that's abnormal. And, you know, maybe check the kidney function. That's typically microalbumin and stuff like that. Simple blood tests, but we don't have any functional testing that we would be doing. Like, for example, a test that's so simple to do for nitric oxide. I mean, it is literally 3-second test.
If not even faster, not just even putting faster. A saliva thing on. So so basically, we're not, you know, we're really not under, we're not getting what's to bottom of this. So we just band-aid it and go on to the next patient. Is there an underlying reason perhaps, and I'm just going to say this rhetorically, is there an underlying reason perhaps that there is no money in discovering what the answer is, and the money really is in using the medications long-term? I'll let that for the folks to figure out. You're listening to the Dr. Mitch Show, Irina with me. Number to call in at 855-376-4824 or ES-5855-DR-MITCH. It's the same thing, 855-DR-MITCH. You can get us and we'll answer your question, any question you may have. So this is the part of the show where you can learn something about a blood test that probably way too little your doctors are using. Matter of fact, there's probably tons of blood tests that your doctor should be doing but are not under the normal circumstances. There's a test that used to be basically known as GGTP, and they changed it just to GGT. GGTP stands for the tough name, gamma-glutamyl transpeptidase. Gamma-glutamyl transpeptidase is an enzyme, and it is a particular test of liver function, whereas the normal tests that the patients or the doctors do for their patients are of liver structure, meaning the damage of the liver itself. But when the GGTP goes up, this is a functional test often interpreted. It is a test of significant liver problem. And let's just push this out of the way in the beginning. It is also a test of metastasis of cancer. So if you see a GGTP elevated, yes, it could be a very serious marker. But often a gamma-glutamyl transferase is a test that basically looks for damage to the liver, bile ducts. That's the ducts that bring out the bile. And we see that either in particularly a cancer of the liver or the bile ducts problem, or particularly someone that has chronic alcohol abuse. Those are the three areas that we typically see this test. It's a simple blood test. It's when the doctor's getting the blood test to begin with. It is something you can ask for. By the way, throw in a GGT. And if, by the way, you drink often, you should definitely look at it. When you say drink often, don't kid yourself. If you have more than three times a week, one glass of wine or, you know, an ounce or two of alcohol, it is worth looking at. Okay, so don't play games. Just take a look at this test. You know, person with normal GGT probably doesn't have liver disease at all. So the typical ALT and the typical AST, which are the normal tests the doctor always gets, and you've added and asked them to add the GGT, and that's normal, you can pretty much calm down that there's no liver disease at all. And of course, the GGT levels go up according to the amount of liver damage that a person has. So a higher level means there's more liver damage. And if you have a level to begin with and it keeps going up, then there is ongoing damage that we have to be careful with. That's important. So the symptoms, just so you know, of liver damage, you should be aware of are jaundice, you know, yellow skin, you know, that dark, dark urine that you weren't taking a vitamin or mineral for, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, and light-colored stool also. So GGT, that's our test for today. We're going to a break. It sounds like music in the background, so we're going to come back with lots more. When we do, we'll talk about fibromyalgia and what might be involved. Our number here is 855-DR-NICH. Call us at 855-DR-NICH or 855-376-4824. Good morning, CRN1, 96.1 and 1170, The Answer. We'll be right back with lots more. Fibromyalgia, what's the new key player? We'll be right back.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Why does singer Pitbull feel that the new film Ugly Dolls is so important for young kids today?
We're living in a society that's all about instant gratification and perfection, which both of them don't exist. This movie is all about being a leader. It's about being unique. It's about being different. So when you take the word ugly and you break it down, it's really you gotta love yourself. And that's what I love about this movie and being able to be, you know, Ugly Dog.
Ugly Dolls, rated PG. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com. Or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day, 10 an hour, 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Nitch here, Irina. We're talking things to help you to hold your health, your family's health, and things that you could do to maintain and create optimal health. That's our job. 855-DR-NICH is the phone number here. If you have a question and you've been saying, should I give them a call? It's okay. Do it. We're really nice. Well, we are nice people, right?
Yes, very nice.
All right, so give us a call and we'll give you great answers. 38 years and 4 textbooks later, professor at Nova University in Florida, basically been told by the president of the largest anti-aging organization in the world, I'm in the top 20 of the practitioners. We're here to help you. That's our job. And that's why CRN Talk Network has us here for you. And same reason, 1170 The Answer, 96.1 FM are having us in the morning so that we can give you information. So we're here for you. And just so you know, we're not paid to do this program. We're here to basically help you. Yes, of course, I would recommend the supplements because we have done the homework on it. We have it manufactured by a great manufacturer, but you don't have to. Just call, get some information, and we're going to help you get healthy in your family. It's easy. 855-DR-NICH or 855-376-4824. Give us a call. We're here for you. So fibromyalgia is something that plagues millions of people, mainly women, by the way. It's typically looked at and characteristic of someone who's fatigued often. Headaches are not uncommon to these people, about 25%. These are also the folks that have areas of pain and they have trigger points. And by definition of fibromyalgia, they have more than 15 trigger points on their body. A trigger point is someplace you can press with your thumb and it's ouch, it hurts there. And so it's more common than we believe. And we've looked at many, many, many things that are involved in fibromyalgia. To get a good job in treating it, you have to treat all of them simultaneously. For example, you know, there's hormone dysfunction, so you have to fix the hormones. And there are mineral dysfunctions. You have to fix the mineral issues as well. So, and there's inflammation, and you have to fix the inflammation. And we could discuss it more if anyone calls. But more importantly, there's a new theory on it that just came out that shows that sugar and insulin resistance is a very important part of having fibromyalgia. Now, that makes sense, and I'm going to tell you why. Not long ago, maybe earlier this year or late of 2018, there was an article that currently showed that people with arthritis, let's say in the knees and so forth, were markedly worsened by sugar, and that degenerative joint disease, which we always thought was just from a trauma. In other words, yeah, you banged it or you were sports injury, you were more likely to get arthritis. Well, that's true. But the combination of banging it or having a trauma and sugar that you eat inappropriately markedly increase and cause degeneration of the cartilage and inside the joint. Now they're saying the same for the soft tissue, because fibromyalgia is a soft tissue disease. And so these little painful areas are made worse by sugar. And now over time, when the insulin is not recognized by the receptors and therefore put the sugar where it belongs to, because you're eating too much sugar, carbohydrates, basically, you get something called insulin resistance. And the insulin resistance is part and parcel to fibromyalgia now. So the new that's the disconnect and why people are getting it. So anyone who has fibromyalgia, you're being treated by medicines or Lyrica, if it's the medication, if you're in the integrative area and you're getting hormone support, you're getting anti-inflammatories like curcumin, things of that nature. One of the things that you should be looking at very carefully is that sugar is a problem. So diet being one. And now they're looking at medicines, Irina, also for this that actually help insulin resistance. And that's kind of interesting as well.
Yeah, very old drug, metformin, was tried to help with fibromyalgia pain, and that helps to lower blood sugar. So I guess they had some good results. But again, we have better alternatives to metformin and the natural natural vitamins and supplements.
Yeah, I think that if we like to look at a natural way before we go to a medication, I'll tell you why. Metformin's a wonderful drug, been around a long time. It's even been talked about for anti-aging. And I would not put it on the shelf and never use it. But if I could use something that's more general, natural, speaks to the cellular function or physiology without side effects, I'm going to use that first. So there are two particular things, and you can look for them if you ever want to go to imconsult.us. That's imconsult.us. There's one called Blood Sugar Support that both Irene and I have put together. You can't find it anywhere else. Don't try. You're not going to find it anywhere. It's a combination of the proper herbs and vitamins that have been seen through the literature as helping sugar. And there's a product called Benegene, B-E-N-E-G-E-N-E. And the combination of those two products, one Benegene twice a day and one sugar support twice a day, actually help very nicely the sugar, and may in this instant help the insulin resistance and therefore help
with fibromyalgia. And also there is some decreased blood flow notice in people with fibromyalgia. So Neo40, which supports circulation, could probably help these people as well.
Nice. So there's common things, but we're going to talk, since we're talking common dietary supplement, we'll finish off the show with something that could help the heart. kind of neat. You're going to like this. 855-DR-MITCH, 855-376-4824. Your last chance this Sunday to give us a call, 855-DR-MITCH. So good morning, everyone in CRN 1 Landville. And, of course, if you're in the San Diego area, if you're listening on 96.1 FM or 1170 The Answer, we thank you for being with us, and we'll be right back with the last part of the show. What can help your heart that's natural? You'll be surprised, and it's really great. I'm Dr. Mitch with Irina, and we'll be right back.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resorts, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha. Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian
Hotel. For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know: Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
One in four women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime. And while most people only think of the physical effects, there's something else that occurs in 98% of all cases. Vicki Dingus, Senior Vice President, Corporate Responsibility at Allstate.
Financial abuse is an invisible weapon used by abusers to control their victims. It's the number one reason women stay in or return to abusive relationships. When denied access to money, banks, even jobs, women feel powerless to care for themselves and their children.
Despite the major role financial abuse plays in domestic violence cases, local domestic violence programs strain to provide financial services to survivors. That's why the Allstate Foundation developed a curriculum 10 years ago to help domestic violence survivors regain their financial independence.
The Allstate Foundation's Moving Ahead curriculum has helped nearly 800,000 survivors rebuild their lives. It's free and available online and through domestic violence programs across the country.
For more information or to get help, visit the Allstate Foundation's website, purplepurse.com.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Last segment of the show, I'm Dr. Mitch. Check us out at imconsult.us. That's imconsult.us. You have just a couple minutes, but you can still call in with a question at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. We're here for you live Sunday mornings, 9 to 10 Eastern, and of course Pacific at 6 to 7 in the morning. And we're here to talk about things that are going to affect you and things that you could do. Well, now, we've talked about heart disease and some of the things that you can use for heart disease. New research just was published in cardiovascular disease, and it's kind of neat because the thing that they're talking about is something natural, and which I'm quite aware of, but never aware of myself for the use in heart disease. Neither was Irina. And this particular substance has now been shown for the follow-up, and it actually reduced heart disease by 22% risk of cardiovascular death. So this is kind of neat, and it's something that could be added in. And the results are in line with an Australian study that also pretty much said the same thing by using this particular thing. And it also, of course, helps with the anti-inflammatory, has anti-inflammatory properties. So you're probably saying, okay, what are you talking about? Tell us already.
Yeah, what is it? What is it?
So it's glucosamine. Glucosamine sulfate is a substance that we all know, people know about the use in joint problems.
Inflammation. So it does
inflammation
make
of the joint. Glucosamine sulfate. And it's also been shown to be, it's a naturally occurring substance. It does come, I believe, from fish, from little tiny fish, from shellfish. So if you have a shellfish allergy, you might have to reconsider this one. But apparently, the glucosamine sulfate has been making a difference. 22%, by the way, in cardiovascular death is a large amount. That's almost 25% decrease by one substance. So what I'm going to be starting to do, and I haven't yet, is take my heart patients that I'm doing everything that I'm doing on, from IVs, et cetera, and I have them on Heart Health, which is our product, which is amazing. I mean, the cholesterol, the apolipoprotein B, all the blood properties that lend itself to heart disease are decreased. And no, it's not a statin at all, but it does the job as good, if not better, in most instances than a statin, with certainly no side effects. Now add in glucosamine sulfate, and because they're saying, you know, a decrease of 22% is huge. And this is pretty much a safe thing for people to take. Now, some people can get diarrhea and abdominal pain, but just think, if you had arthritis and you have the other problem and you have a heart disease, and lots of people have diabetes. So we're talking about a nice combination of the things that you can take. With something so simple like glucosamine. And glucosamine, by the way, is typically 1,000 milligrams, you know, 3 or 4 times a day. And you can take that along with whatever supplement like Heart Health, which you can find at imconsult.us. There was one other thing I want to go back to. I know it's sort of disjointed, but I want to make sure which I want to mention, you pointed out to me in the break, when we're talking about fibromyalgia in the last segment, we were also talking about how diabetes, or these people have borderline diabetes or sugar intolerance or insulin resistance, which even comes before that, that there is a lack or decrease of blood flow, which is what we see in the brain. So again, in anything that opens up the blood flow, like Neo40 or whatever, to the brain is helpful in fibromyalgia, let alone in patients with cardiovascular disease like we're talking about now. We're at the end of the show, Irina. Thank you so much. Until next Sunday, thank you.
You're welcome. Let's go see the animals. We are here on the farm.
All right, let's go see some cute animals for you and everybody else listening throughout the country. Have a wonderful day. Certainly have a great time and do something healthy. Miss the show? Check it out on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 2 Eastern, 10 to 11 Pacific time. Until next time, be healthy, take care of yourself. And of course, Mom, I love you. And everybody else, we love you too. I am Dr. Mitch with Irina, right here at AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1 FM at CRN 1 Talk Radio. See you soon. God bless.
Enjoying all